Most of us would shrink from an invitation to walk through the woods at night. All that darkness, all those strange insect sounds, not to mention the screeching of owls. An intrepid group of nature lovers ventured forth after sundown, though, into Fugit Woods outside of Fairbury with flashlights in hand to see what they could find. In another of our occasional series on Unknown Illinois, GLT's Judy Valente tags along for the excursion.
Okay, there's going to be two groups. One's going this way with me. That way is the black light. This way we're just going to do spotlighting.
It becomes pitch black after sundown in Fugit Woods, a patch of forest about 30 miles north of Bloomington Normal in Livingston County. With flashlights in hand, we set out to search for night-flying insects, birds, and other creatures who relish the dark. Our guides are Illinois entomologist Michael Jeffords and his wife, Sue Post, who have studied and photographed insects and animals across the globe. Fugit Woods curators had expected a dozen or so people to show up for this Saturday night excursion into the woods, but 80 people come, a mix of adults and students. Jeffords offers a couple of theories why.
Well, either there's a lot of interest in insects or there's not much to do in Fairbury on Saturday night.
I join the group that Jeffords is leading. Our flashlights allow us to focus high-intensity beams on the ground and along various trees and plants. Another group goes to a spot where Jeffords' wife has set up an ultraviolet light against a white sheet to see what insects might attach themselves to the sheet.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to walk slowly through the woods, and then we're just going to look for things, right? And see what happens. No guarantees, no lions or tigers or bears. There might be, I don't know. We'll have to see.
The first thing we notice is the plethora of spiders.
You see these during the day, but this is a phalanged. It's a group, it's in the same class as spiders.
So we call those daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs, yeah. But you can tell from, different from a spider, there are segments in its abdomen. You can take a look at it. And their defense is that is to shed legs. And the internet says these are the most venomous organisms in the world. No. Obviously not. Not at all.
Well, that's comforting to know. They are predators, however. Luckily, they are looking for their meals among other insects and not among us. All around us, the forest is abuzz with the thrumming of cicadas, another insect that loves the night.
You can tell the woods are just alive tonight with stuff. There's just stuff all crawling all over the place.
Jeffords bends over, picks up from the ground a rather scary-looking cicada, newly emerged from its shell.
And this is a female.
How can you tell?
If it was a male, it would have big, what are called tympanum, to make noise, to buzz. Females don't buzz. And the dead giveaway, see that? That's her egg layer. So males don't lay eggs, obviously. There are 23 species of cicadas in Illinois.
Next stop, we examine a large spider web worthy of E.B. White's Charlotte.
Look at her going around. Yeah, it's an orb weaver, and I think it might be a barn spider, but she's now reacting to the light. See, we've been shining on her long enough, but look at that beautiful. What a work, what a lot of work.
The spiders are interesting, but there's considerable more excitement when Jeffords shines his flashlight on a pair of eyes glaring down on us from a tree branch.
Whoa, look here. Come here. Possum. Come here, guys.
What?
Possum.
Where?
See the guy?
Oh,
see the eyes?
Oh, there's a possum. Right there.
Oh, there she goes. Very cool.
Jeffords, who has traveled through Africa photographing animal life there, tells the group of students gathered around him that it's a treat to get that close to an animal at night.
In Africa, you don't get out of the vehicle. Because the thing looking back at you might eat you.
We trundle down a narrow path where Sue Post, Jefford's wife and frequent co-author, has placed the ultraviolet light in sheet. The light has attracted an array of insects.
So what are you doing with the ultraviolet light?
It's attracting the insects. So if you go up to the light and look, you just don't know what you might see. And it's like a big surprise. It's like opening a present.
So, oh my gosh, this is full of insects.
So right now we've got a lot of sort of like the sparrows of the insect world. We have a lot of little brown moths, but look at these flies. We have some great flies with big eyes. A lot of little green leaf hoppers. Those are the things that when everybody drives home tonight, they're going to be splatting, sounding like rain against their windshield. And look at how some of the eyes just like sparkle in the light.
So, yeah, you mean the moth eyes?
The moth eyes, right.
It's Post who spots probably the biggest find of the night resting on a leaf. A really creepy looking insect with a skinny, exceptionally long abdomen, a pelicinid wasp.
It's something you usually don't see a lot of.
Oh boy.
Look at its abdomen. Look how long that is and look how it's curled. Its abdomen is probably about an inch and a half long. It looks like a spider, but it's, or a dragonfly, the way, how thin that abdomen is.
Because pelicinid wasps are fairly rare in these parts, Jefford says their presence indicates Fugit is a very healthy woods that can provide this insect with a varied diet. Pelicinid wasps love to eat beetle grubs. They have no stinger and are harmless to humans. As a crowd gathers around the wasp, Illinois master naturalist Marianne Stork, a Fugit Woods volunteer, reflects on the evening's success.
I didn't know what to expect either, and it has surpassed anything that I could have ever imagined right here in our woods. What I really enjoy was seeing these kids, because I don't see them outside a lot, and to see so many at the presentation and to come out here and not be afraid of bugs like I was when I was their age, it's awesome.
They also don't seem to be afraid of being in the woods at night.
Not with all these people. I said that to myself. I was just saying, it's funny, if you're here by yourself, it's scary, but when you have 80 people around, it's fun.
10-year-old Abby Haft of Olympia says she wasn't a bit scared.
I love bugs.
Why?
Because
why?
Because they're cute.
Haft says she wants to be an entomologist, just like Jefferson Post, when she grows up. I'm Judy Valente.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Curators of Fugit Woods say they plan another nighttime walk soon.